The Israel Report with Rolene Marks.
Very good afternoon, Rolene. How are you this afternoon?
Good afternoon. I'm good in you, and what a busy day it has been.
A busy day for President Biden on this historical trip to the Middle East. So last night he spoke to journalist Yonit Levy. And what were some of the key points discussed?
Well, it's interesting. Two of the most important points that he raised, one was the issue of Iran. Now, in his comments to Levy, he said that force will be the last resort that the U.S. will use with Iran. However, what is interesting today is that Prime Minister Lapid, in a joint press conference, disagreed with him on that point, saying, you know, Mr. President, diplomacy will not deter Iran. He also addressed the issue, which I know is on many people's minds, which is members of the Democratic Party, especially people like the squad, who use slurs like calling Israel an apartheid state. He was asked, you know, what do you think about members of your party that use this type of language? And he said, there are some members of this party and they are wrong. So in the last 2 days, the president has reiterated his firm support for Israel as the sovereign Jewish state. Yesterday, he actually alluded to Jewish indigeneity, speaking about the Jewish people's ancient biblical ties to the land of Israel. Just moments ago, which I'll touch on in a few moments, he received the Presidential Medal of Honor from President Herzog and spoke again about how Israel has made the desert bloom. He says, you're the people who have made the desert bloom and built the Iron Dome, and which I think is a salute to America and Israel's partnership in building the incredible Iron Dome together, or America's role in that. And he has had a very, very busy day today. Now, I understand there are many people out there with a lot of different opinions about President Biden, but, you know, we have to understand, whoever the president of the United States is, when he comes to Israel or she comes to Israel, they are going to be treated with the respect and the pomp as befitting their office. And, you know, whatever people's opinions may be about Biden today, we can't forget his long history, going back to the days when he was a senator for Delaware, his first meeting with Prime Minister Golda Meir. In fact, he was given the minutes from that meeting earlier today. And, you know, his commitment to Israel. So here in Israel, we look at that and we look at the office of the President of the United States. So let's have a look at what has happened today. This morning, he met with Prime Minister Yair Lapid, and the two leaders signed a very important agreement called the Joint Declaration, the Jerusalem Joint Declaration. Now, there's a lot to discuss about this. If you tune in tomorrow morning, Howard and I are going to take an in-depth look at it. But some of the points raised was the commitment by the United States, backed with military funding, to support Israel's security. And in the declaration, it says the United States stresses that integral to this pledge is the commitment to never allow Iran to acquire a nuclear weapon. He also spoke about, or the declaration speaks about, the Abraham Accords and the United States' commitment and affirmation. It goes on to talk about the two-state solution. That's the stance that the United States, as most of the world, support a two-state solution. And also, which I'm going to touch on in a moment, the opportunity to participate in the I2U2 summit, which brought together today President Narendra Modi of India, the President of the UAE, Mohammed bin Zayed, Ben Zayed, he must be Hebrew, and of course Israel and the United States. And also, very important in this declaration, it says, The United States and Israel affirm they will continue to work together to combat all efforts to boycott or delegitimize Israel, to deny its right to self-defense, or to unfairly single it out in any forum, including at the UN or the International Criminal Court. And for our dear friends, Africa for Palestine, and I know you're listening, while fully respecting the right to freedom of speech, they firmly reject the BDS campaign. So for our dear friends tuning in, and we know you tune in, the BDS campaign has been roundly rejected by the United States of America, as it has been by many other countries around the world, including Germany, Austria, and the United Kingdom. He then went on to join Prime Minister Lapid in meeting online with Modi, with Mohammed bin Zayed, where they discussed cooperation and a memorandum of agreement in areas such as food security and energy. We're all hit by the energy crisis around the world, Israel included. So we're going to look at ways to deal with this. This afternoon, he has received his Medal of Honor just moments ago at the President's house in Jerusalem after meetings both with President Herzog and the leader of the opposition, Benjamin Netanyahu. The president will now go on after this to meet American participants in the Maccabi Games and then watch the opening ceremony. And then it is expected tomorrow he will meet with Palestinian Authority President Mahmoud Abbas before departing for his historic trip to Saudi Arabia. This will be the first time an American leader has flown directly from the State of Israel to the Kingdom of Saudi Arabia.
And certainly sounds like he's got a very, very full schedule. Absolutely, indeed. So, breaking.
Well, we're hoping for the big prize there, Gary. We're
absolutely.
Hoping for some good news coming from those meetings.
Absolutely. We'll all be listening out. And breaking the glass ceiling in the army, the IDF appoints the first woman to command a border defense battalion. Tell us about this remarkable achievement.
Well, this is just extraordinary. It really is remarkable. We have to say mazal tov and behatzlacha to Major Or Livni, who will soon become Lieutenant Colonel Or Livni. She will be named commander of the Karakal Battalion. This is a mixed gender infantry combat battalion, essentially a border defense battalion, and she becomes the first woman in IDF history to command this battalion. So a huge kol hakavod to soon to be Lieutenant Colonel Livni.
What a remarkable achievement indeed. And what is the status of women in the IDF at the moment?
Well, women have had to in many military institutions around the world really fight, pun intended, to break those glass ceilings. And over the last couple of years, we've certainly seen women rising to the highest ranks within the IDF. We have a woman also promoted to the highest ranks of the Home Front Command, a very, very important command to hold, as this is the command that looks after Israel internally, but also is the first point of call when Israel is called to assist or offers to assist in disasters around the world. A very famous story coming from a woman with South African roots who fought to become the first woman to be allowed to become a pilot in the Israeli Air Force. So really, we have seen a struggle throughout the years, but women are really making their mark in the ranks of the IDF, as Lieutenant Colonel Or Livni has proven.
Rolene Marks, thank you for that update. And President Biden certainly got a hectic trip. We're going to be looking out and listening to the outcome, and hopefully a favorable outcome. Rolene, Shabbat Shalom, and I shall be chatting to you on Monday afternoon.